Today's daf Masech Brachot daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara spends the entire Amud Aleph attempting to source the requirement for Birkas Anani. The Gemara brings different psukim, but at the end leaves a discussion with a svara. Asul Adam Mahanos Min Olam Azeh B'li Bracha. You're not allowed to benefit. It's prohibited to benefit from this world without a bracha. What is the level of requirement of this bracha of Birkas Anani? Is it midaraisa? Is it midarabanan? Is it from the Torah? Is it rabbinic? The Ritva and the Gemara writes that we see a clear shift in the presentation of the Gemara. The Gemara starts out by quoting many different psukim, and then in the end gives this idea that it's a svara, which indicates, says the Ritva, that this whole idea of brachos that we make before eating are only midarabanan. Tosos uses the language of asmachta be'alma, that all the psukim that are there to be supporting this idea, which explains the psukim is supporting the evidence, but really it's more of a midrabanan obligation. The Pnei Yeshua, one of the great achronim, comments that there's maybe a different read of this whole idea. He says that you have many places in the Gemara where a pasuk is brought, and then the Gemara says, Lama likra, why do I need a pasuk? Svarhi, I can understand this just through svar, just through the logic, the Torah logic, and this by definition, this idea of svar, if you don't need a pasuk, svar is really on a higher level, or at least equal, in the sense that you can understand something as its source, based on svar, you don't need a pasuk to begin with. That puts it under the derisa level. So maybe this is the intention of Tosos, when Tosos says that in our Gemara, that the psukim are simply a smachta, but for sure, it's midaraisa. Now, what's the ramification of all this debate? Whether it should be derisa, whether it should be derabanan? The obvious case is the case of Safek. What happens if I'm unsure whether or not I've made a bracha? Must I repeat the bracha over the food that I'm eating? If the requirement is deraisa, if the requirement is from the Torah, then I must repeat. But a person could argue that you'd be playing with fire. Or playing with fire, that's a bracha levatala, which according to the Rambam, that's a violation of one of the Seres Adibros. Losi says, Hashem al kechav l'shav, taking God's name in vain. And the answer, how do we answer this? So the answer is as follows. I want to eat an apple. I'm not sure. I made a bracha. I didn't make a bracha. If they leave the apple sitting there at the table. So the answer is as follows. When it comes to a case of suffix in a Torah law, let's say I find a piece of meat and I can't be sure whether it's kosher or not, its status is in doubt. So my being stringent, my saying I'm not going to eat this food, that's not a Torah requirement. That idea that I'm going l'chumra on a case of Torah law of something which it could be an issue of a deraita, the Torah never forbade us from something out of suffix deraita. Therefore, I have this apple in front of me, and I'm not sure whether I made a bracha or not. Lamaisa, according to the opinions that hold that brachos are midrabanan, it's midrabanan. Therefore, lakula, I don't make another bracha. But it could be, according to the Bnei Yeshua, if the brachos are midoraisa, this is why we have to be very careful and pay attention when we're making brachos, then you might not be able to eat that food. Because on the one hand, you have a prohibition telling you're not allowed to eat the food. On the other hand, if you do it, then you may be getting into an issue of using Hashem's name in vain. One last point, that the language of the Gemara at the end, the Svara, Asur Lehanos, doesn't specify whether this Isur, this prohibition, is on Bracha Rishon or Bracha Achrona. One could ask, even more fundamentally, is there a difference between Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona? The Gemara says it's you're eating before, the Gemara uses languages, it's stealing. So what do we say about Bracha Achrona? You've already eaten. Maybe the nature of that Bracha is different. So the Taz actually writes, Simon Reshit Beis, very explicitly, that this statement of the Gemara, Asul Adam Lahanos Min Olam Azeh, B'li Bracha, Bracha, the Bracha is not just going on the Bracha that we make before, but the Bracha is going on the Bracha that we make after. And it would also be a sense of stealing, a sense of enjoying the world without praising Hashem. Prima Gadim and others say that after we eat, it's not gzela, just praise. Although the Rashba and the Rosh both sound like the svar of the Gemara is going on bracha achrona as well. It comes out, there's a statement that said, the Sloboka Rav used to say that a person who eats without a bracha, it's gzela, they'd be pasul edus. Now, this is a very, very serious line, but I think what it can teach us, what it can share with us, that if a person has to take the brachos very seriously, starting the sixth parak, it's an amazing opportunity to learn the laws of brachos. It's an amazing opportunity to reconnect ourselves to the beauty and the importance of paying attention to the brachos that we make, whether it's the bracha rishona or whether it's the bracha achrona.